when I got married, I was very surprised that, you know, my father's been handling my finances forever. He told me, should we set up a meeting between the financial consultant and Siddharth? And I said, ask me, please trust me with the money I'm earning. And I told him, I said, so what you mean is, so far one man has been handling it, now another man will handle it, and I have no role to play. I, of course, acted mock offended, but he got the point. Women are not being defined just in terms of the roles they play. They're being defined as individuals. Even if there are men, you know, who are doing a little bit of, you know, housework or taking care of the kids, it's not equal yet. Yes. Whereas a woman is going out there and doing an equal amount of work, so the pressure on women is that much more. Women don't take financial decisions. I feel the attitude to insurance per se is very conservative still. People feel that, acha, if there is, you know, a need, like a medical emergency, savings hai, ya phir we'll borrow. I don't think people have really understood. There is, I believe, a lack of awareness about insurance per se. And then if that decision is being taken, the man of the house is taking the decision. Woman actually decides everything for the family, right? And there is this last leg which she does not go through. So I just think it's, in a way, empowering the woman also, saying don't put yourself in a vulnerable position. Go that extra mile now. You do it. Push your family to do it. So that, you know, in times of need, that doesn't add to the stress. There's always money for health. That's very crucial, because health is wealth. When you know that that is taken care of, no, I think then everything else falls into place. It's your life, it's your family's life, it's your family's security.